Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into William Todd Schultz's The Mind of the Artist. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you look at creativity?
Hi there, Sam. Yeah, it really did. I think most of us assume artists are just born with some magical gift, but Schultz basically says nope, it's more about how you respond to pain and contradiction. It's a much messier, more human story.
Totally. He opens by dismantling this whole divine inspiration myth. Like, we see a finished painting and think the artist just channeled it from the cosmos, but really it's born from a specific kind of psychological tension.
Right. The central idea is that the artist's mind is defined by a state of productive friction. They're holding two opposing forces at once, sensitive to the world's pain but determined to reshape it, craving order but drawn to chaos. That internal war is the engine.
Yeah, and he traces a lot of that back to childhood. A surprising number of artists had fractured or traumatic early lives. When the world feels unsafe, you build an inner world you can control. Art becomes a sanctuary.
Exactly. He calls it self-creation. The artist doesn't just express an existing self, they're forging a new identity through the work. Van Gogh wasn't just painting sunflowers. He was trying to paint a coherent self into being.
That part blew my mind. And then there's the shadow, the dark side we all repress. Most of us lock that away, but artists befriend it. They channel that raw energy into their work. The great tragedies and unsettling portraits come from courage, not madness.
Right? The artist acts like a shaman for the culture. They go into the darkness we avoid and bring back something transformed. That's why profound art disturbs us. It touches truths we'd rather keep hidden.
And Schultz also talks about the ambivalent relationship with the audience. Artists crave recognition, but also fear exposure. Showing your work is showing your soul. That explains the arrogance and insecurity you see in so many creators.
Totally. And he demystifies the creative process itself. It's not a lightning bolt of inspiration. It's a cyclical grind of frustration and sudden clarity. You start with a vague itch, make clumsy marks, and slowly discover what you're trying to say.
The aha moment isn't a fully formed idea arriving. It's the scattered pieces clicking into place. That's such a liberating way to think about it. It takes the pressure off.
And he uses case studies like Sylvia Plath and Picasso. Plath's poetry wasn't just a symptom of depression, it was a heroic attempt to wrestle with it. Picasso's constant style shifts were him acting out rivalries and desires on the canvas.
What about creative block? He frames it as psychological resistance, not lack of inspiration. You're blocked because you're afraid of the shadow material surfacing, of failure, of vulnerability. The way out is to work through the fear.
Right. Make bad art, write nonsense, be messy. The block breaks not by waiting for the muse, but by stubbornly showing up. The artist is an active agent, not a passive vessel.
Honestly, the most humanizing part is that Schultz says we all have this potential. The artistic mind isn't rare. It's about being willing to engage with the big questions. Who am I? How do I live with pain? The artist just makes that visible.
Exactly. We're all building a coherent self from fragments. The artist just chooses to make that their life's work. And if you want to go deeper into ideas like this, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
The book leaves you feeling like the greatest work of art you'll ever create is the story of yourself. I love that.
That's the takeaway. We're all artists of our own lives. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.